Call the meeting to order.
Sometimes it's not an important eventually.
Members, first on the agenda, what we're going to do is we're going to ask Representative Swazinski to move to the front. We'll take his testimony. We actually heard this bill here last week. Of course, we just need to make it official and move this on. Before Representative Swazinski gets started, I believe I saw Ms. Joan Harmon. Is she in the room? Joni, we just wanted to say thank you. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. So, Joni, we recognized you last week, but you weren't here. So we had to call you out and embarrass you today. All right. The other thing, members, talking with the minority lead on the committee here as well, we do have a number of FFAers here. And so once we get the two items of business passed through here, we're going to ask them to come up front and say a few words, who they are, what they do, and educate us as well. So Representative Swazinski, to your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move House File 1926 before the committee.
Representative Swazinski moves House File 1926, and it's heading to
GovOps.
GovOps. All right, so we heard the testimony, members. Is there any questions or comments to this bill? Representative Anderson.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Representative, we heard this last week. I assume there's been no changes to the bill since we heard it last.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Swazinski.
Yes, there's been no changes to the bill. No one's come forward with any ideas or anything such, so I'm moving forward just with the bill as it was presented last week.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Swazinski, my question's on the repealer. Just what is being repealed under Section 5?
Representative Swazinski. And we do have members from the department here, too, if they could help us out.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
They're having a conversation back there. So, good question, Representative Hansen. That is good. Welcome, Ms. Gauthier. Please state your name and who you represent for the record and begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greta Gauthier, Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Mr. Chairman, Representative Hansen, I believe your question was on page 6, line 6.33. Those are two rules. I believe the second one, 1510.2230, is one that pertained to mad cow. And the other one is one that pertains to that will be superseded by this bill. So if that rule, both of those rules, if they were to remain, they would be redundant and would be superseded by this, if should it be enacted into law, this statute.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Gauthier, so if they are repealed, though, and that the statute has a blink-off provision under the federal law, what happens? I mean, is there a need for those rules to be retained when we don't know what the federal requirement would be? And that the statute is written as a blink off when the federal law comes into play.
Ms. Gauthier.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hansen, when this bill blinks off, well, first of all, this bill would not blink off until the feds blink on. That's one question. Would these rules be needed under the new federal system? No, we do not think so. They will be superseded by it also. Remember that the whole area of commercial non-medicated feed being inspected for its good manufacturing practices, so the process, has not been something that the state has issued certificates for in the past. Therefore, the rules here are no longer needed because this is a new area of statute. And when the federal law is, or the, excuse me, the federal rules are finally issued in their final form, that will be under this bill, they would be adopted by reference. So they would become our our rules for Minnesota.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm anticipating in government operations they'd be looking at the rule question. I'm willing to support the bill, but it might be good if, I'm particularly on the mad cow rule, if we could, if the committee could see those rules. I mean, I'm comfortable moving it forward, but just if we could see that so we know what the repealer specifically is.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Gauthier, could you help us out with that as well, provide that information, and Representative Swazinski?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Representative Swazinski renews his motion to pass House File 1926 and move it to the GovOps Committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Swazinski. Members also on the agenda, we took the testimony from the department yesterday on the bonding request, the governor's bonding request. Talking with the chairman, the capital investment, they would like a memo. And the reason, friends, is the reason they want this and the reason we didn't do individual bills is because then staff would have to break out the total capital investment bill, have single bills move through here, and then bring it back together. And so all we're trying to do is get on record here that this committee does indeed support, as outlined in this memo, what the governor's recs were as far as the Rural Finance Authority loans, the $33 million, and the emergency power supply. Representative Eakin, you have anything to add?
No, nothing to add. I would support the recommendation and that it be forwarded to the Capital Investment Committee, so I'd so move.
All right. So Representative Eakin moves that we'll pass this memo onto the Capital Investment Committee. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, like I said in the opening comments, we do have some guests here as well. Before we call on them to come up and share with us who they are and what they are all about, Representative Morrow, would you like to move the minutes?
Oh, Mr. Chair, I would like to amend the minutes and then I'll move them and then make a slight change if I might, or suggest a change.
Okay.
These are the minutes for January 26th. Mr. Chair, understandably, we identified this Swazinski bill as XXXS because it had no number at the time, but I think just for the clarity of the minutes, if we could just put in parentheses, subsequently numbered House File 1926, just so folks would know what bill we were ultimately discussing. That would be my suggestion.
All right. You heard the motion. Any further discussion? All right. So Representative Morrow moves that we're going to amend the minutes to refer to the Swazinski bill as House File 1926. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Representative Morrow moves the minutes dated January 26th. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, thank you. Now we'd ask the individuals from the FFA. I had the pleasure of talking to a couple of them when I came in here. Would you like to move to the front? And if you had others that you talked to that you would like to join, you as well. So, who's going to speak on your behalf? Have you identified it? Is it Ms. Williams and Ms. Fritz? Are you going to talk on the behalf of the group, or have you identified others?
Do you want to talk on behalf of the group? We'll talk on behalf.
All right. Please, have a seat. Yes.
They want behind us to take photos. Maybe.
Yes. That's a great... for the individuals wanting to take photos, if you can get a better shot around here, that would be wonderful. So please state your name for the record, who you represent, and we would like to know a little bit more about you, who you are, what you do, and why are you here?
My name is Carly Fritz. I'm from the Russell Tyler Ruthin FFA chapter. I live by Holland, Minnesota, and if you don't know where that is, it's in Pipestone County, near Pipestone. I live on a farm. And I'm here at the FFA Ag Policy Boot Camp to learn more about ag policy and how it can help me in my future, and also how I can use networking to help me get farther in life and how it can help me. My name is Megan Williams. I am from the Russell Tyler Ruthin FFA chapter. I live in Russell, Minnesota in Lyon County. I also live on a farm, but we only do crops. We don't have any animals other than two dogs and two cats. I came to the Ag Policy Boot Camp to learn more about ag policy and bring home what I have learned and help out my community.
So, and I understand that you met with the governor yesterday. What did you learn from the governor? What did he have to share with you?
He told us that we asked him questions, and one of the questions we asked is how important education is to him. And he said it's very important, especially ag education, because if people don't understand where their food comes from, there's no way we can possibly feed the growing population of the world.
So, Ms. Williams, do you have anything to add? Pretty well covered it. You know, it was nice. We were able to meet with the governor as well, myself and Chairman Magnus. And it was fun being able to have the interaction. And like the governor pointed out, our committee worked very closely with him. And we were the ones that were able to put a bill together and get it passed in regular session. Members, do you have any questions for our guests here? Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In talking with these fine young people yesterday, I learned about the broad diversity of agriculture in Minnesota and some of the non-traditional avenues that they are pursuing. I know there's one among you that has a rabbit business. And would you like to raise your hand and show us? And others that have horses and sheep and cattle and I didn't get to talk to everyone yesterday, but anyone else have an out of the ordinary business adventure in livestock or crops?
Excuse me, come to the podium there if you would, please sit down, state your name, who you represent for the record, and if you would ask Representative Szymanski's question, or answer Representative Szymanski's question.
Hello, I'm Nathan Danninger from the Forsyth FFA chapter.
And please always go through the chair.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Sorry.
You can proceed.
A few years ago in 2008, our family, which has had a dairy since 1902, was having difficulty maintaining the dairy business, and so we decided to start a micro creamery operation where we process and retail as well as wholesale our own milk, and it's just a phenomenal opportunity to tap into the growing interest in local food and interest in for people in where their food is coming from. So
very nice. Representative Szymanski, you have a follow-up? I would like the individual that has the rabbits, if you could please come up front, state your name, who you represent for the record, and tell us a little bit about your operation.
I'm Megan Legler. I am from Painesville, Minnesota. I raise rabbits. I have about 20 right now. I started it as a hobby because I live in the middle of town, so I cannot have cows and horses as you typically associate with ag. I guess I just do it for fun. I do raise and butcher my rabbits. I go to a few shows every year, and yeah, I do pretty well at them.
We do have a few questions. Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, my question was just, I know there are a number of them, and we do have some time, and I'm just wondering if each of them would have the opportunity to come before the microphone and be able to testify to some extent, just so that they each get their moment in the sun.
I think that's a wonderful idea. So, and if you do not, friends, you can blame Representative Poppy. Right? All right. Before we do that, we have a couple questions yet. Representative Swazinski.
Mr. Chair, I think with Representative Poppy's request, mine will be fulfilled, so I don't have that one.
All right, thank you. Representative Anderson, Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the testifier talking about rabbits, when I was growing up, my sister, who is a year younger than I, have had rabbits, and we must have had at least 30 or 40 rabbits on our farm. And I'm just wondering, besides slaughtering and using them for pelts or things like that, do you use the manure or sell the manure, or do you do anything other than just the two that you mentioned as far as your usage of the animals themselves?
I do use the manure. I give it to this wildlife rehabilitation like center, and then they put it in their compost and then donate it to our city garden.
Representative Anderson, follow-up?
Thank you.
All right. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question was of the committee for the FFAers to see how many people on the committee were in FFA before they came here when they were in high school. If people could raise their hands on how many people were in FFA.
No. Yeah. Three. I was, yeah.
Four?
Well, I tell you what, I shared my story with them. They all understood that I was just a punk kid with an earring and a mullet that was getting into trouble, raised in town before my uncle threw me on a farm. So, yeah, that's right. They got the whole story last night. I apologize. Representative Franzen.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I just want to share, I just hope you guys, as you're going through this process, when you grow up, you'll look back on your childhood and think of what a learning experience this whole thing was, and farming in general. And when I was in fifth grade, we moved up to an 80 acres, and we started dabbling in various animals and gardens. And my favorite story to tell people is when we decided one year to raise pigs, and we had two pigs, Annie and Wilbur, and they broke out of their pen twice. And the second time they broke out was on butchering day. And I still remember I was wearing white sorrels without any laces and a pink jacket, and I had to go in the pig pen and try to lure these pigs into their pen, and the ground was on thawing, it was awfully muddy, and my sorrels got stuck in the mud, and I went face first, and my boots fell off. They were still standing right up in the mud, and there I was having to walk around in the pig pen with, oh my gosh, it was so gross. But I remember all the hard work, and just looking back on those particular stories, you'll look back and enjoy all the work that you're doing. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Franzen. Representative Poppy, could you please clarify what you'd like to know when we call
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to have those who have not yet testified to step before and sit down and just identify who they are, where they're from, and some of them have a little bit more stitching on their jackets to be able to identify what additional duties they have within the FFA.
Very nice. Representative Anderson.
And Mr. Chair, I would like to ask if they could add what their special projects that they work on from the farm.
Okay. Perfect. So you've heard the request from the members. So in an orderly fashion, we're going to need some help directing traffic here, if you could do just that. So the individuals that have not testified, line up and get ready. And the ones that did, you're out of the hot seat. So, all right, so please state your name, who you represent, and answer the questions that are before you.
Hello, Mr. Chair. I am Vince Carl from the Sibley East FFA chapter down in pretty rural Arlington, Gaylord, Greenaw. You know, you heard of those big towns?
Absolutely.
Well, I actually took a very, very untraditional route in my FFA career. I actually grew up in Richfield, which I'm sure you all are familiar with, so that's good. But I moved down to Arlington in fifth grade, and I had to learn everything from the ground up. You know, to me, the cheeseburger at McDonald's came from the back. You know, I didn't know what it was actually made of. It just tasted good. But through FFA, it's given me an opportunity to grow as a leader, to learn about agriculture, and just to give me those hands-on opportunities. I currently live in town in Arlington, so my SAEs, or Supervised Agricultural Experiences, include working at Jerry's Home Quality Foods of the great and true Arlington, working in our school garden, which you may have heard of. I know Mr. Anderson back there talked to me about it a little bit and just touched on it. So that's one thing that I'm very proud to work in. It gives me an opportunity to get down in the soil that I can actually, you know, learn how to make my own food and be proud of that. That goes back into our school. And I have also been a part of many other things to earn my state degree. So I've taken a very untraditional route, but it still gives me such great pride in what we have. And without FFA, I would not be here before you.
Thank you, Mr. Carl. Very nice. Well done.
Thank you very much.
So. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the committee for having us here. This has been an amazing experience. My name is Jessica Blossberg. I am from the APSA FFA chapter in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. I live in Shoreview, about 5 minutes away from the school, and our chapter is unique because the Academy for Sciences and Agriculture, or APSA as the acronym is an entire FFA chapter. Once you enroll in the school, you're in FFA. So that's how I got involved. I'm a city kid, country girl at heart, but what can you do? My supervised agricultural experiences have included taking care of our four chickens. We've got four hens. We've had them for the last 3 years. And I've also done science fair for the last 3 years. I've competed at our chapter level and also at state level all 3 years. Someone referred to the stitching on our jackets. I'm our chapter's historian, so I take pictures, make slideshows, the chapter scrapbook, pretty much take care of the photography for the entire school.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Olivia Kendall. I am from the Belle Plaine FFA chapter. Thank you for having us here today, Mr. Chair and committee. I also grew up in town. I have no agricultural roots in my family, but since the time I was 5 years old and my best friend lived on a dairy farm, it was obvious that I had a passion for agriculture. And through FFA and the opportunities that I've been able to have working on friends' farms, working at other farms, I have been able to see that I really have a passion for agriculture, which led me to decide that I want to become a large animal veterinarian. So I will have many years of school ahead of me. But right now in FFA, I'm currently serving as the Region 7 Secretary. And Minnesota is divided up into 8 regions. So we have chapter officers, region officers, and state officers. So I know some of you referred to the stitching on the jackets. That's kind of what that means. Some of us have different things on the back of our jackets, our chapters, or our regions. So I've been able to do a lot of the leadership activities. I've been able to attend the Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. I've competed in career development events at the local, state, and national level. It's not all about farming, and that's something that I really drew me into FFA. The contests that I did at the national convention were job interview and agriculture communications, which are related to agriculture but not directly related to farming. My supervised agricultural experience involves me working with my horses, and I have since started my own equine business, training and giving riding lessons. So that is my supervised agricultural experience, and I have really enjoyed my time in FFA, and it would not be possible with support from people like you. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice.
My name is Jared Lumen. Mr. Chair, I'm from Goodhue FFA. I'm the chapter president this year and also Region 8 secretary. As you mentioned, there are 8 regions, and we're kind of in the southeast corner. So I'm the Region 8 secretary this year. I've lived on a farm my entire life. We've had experiences with all sorts of different things. When I was born, we had dairy farm. And then when I was 8 or 9 years old, we moved and kind of worked with my grandpa on our beef farm and also got sheep. We had about 300 sheep for a while. Then we sold that and went all with the beef. We also have crops, soybeans and corn. And then on my own, I've had a small chicken business. I had 40 chickens, and I just sell eggs around my community and to family and friends. And then also, I've also had a small swine business. I have a few feeder pigs that I raise up and sell to, once again, family and friends. FFA has changed my life for sure. I'd never really been involved in it, but my dad encouraged me to do it, and I started out just kind of, you know, he pushed me to do it, so I did it, and it turns out to be an incredible experience that's changed my life forever, for sure. So that's a little bit about me, and I just want to thank you guys all for everything you're doing.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. My name is Brandon Reuger. I'm from Sleepy Eye. I go to Sleepy Eye Public. There's three schools in our town. I'm a junior, and I got started in FFA. I was in a freshman class for all ag students, and everybody was going to join FFA, and I was going to be the only one that wasn't going to join. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. But then my friend and my advisor, they convinced me to try it, and I went to Green Hand Day, and I heard some speakers, and I actually don't have an agricultural background. I mean, my grandparents farm, but my parents, my dad's just a diesel mechanic, so he kind of has an ag background. He works on tractors and combines. And then my mom, or my dad has his own business, so then my mom's kind of his secretary, his own personal accountant. And my SAEs are agricultural education, which is basically I just help communicate with the public about agriculture and what it really means and what I've learned coming from my own urban background. And then also home and community development, which is me volunteering in my community. FFA has changed me, like everybody will say here. FFA is a great experience. It's not all about agriculture, it's also about education, just as agricultural education would say. And I truly think it's about community service, communication, and education. Thank you.
So, was it Reuger?
Yep.
Yes, and my daughter goes to Mountain Lake Public. Were you just there for one act?
Yes, I was, Mr.
Did
Chair.
You win, or did we beat you?
Mountain Lake won.
I'm just teasing, my friend. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, my name's Alex Hagen, and I'm from the Albert Lee FFA chapter. I don't actually live in Albert Lee. I live south of Albert Lee, outside of a small town of Twin Lakes, and we're right on the southern border. So we're close to Iowa, and I don't actually live on a typical farm. We have 8 acres of conservation land, so I like to think of myself as not so much like a dairy farmer or a pig farmer, but I like to think of myself as I grow deer and pheasants and turkeys and wildlife. I don't have an SAE, but I am taking ag classes. I'm taking a welding class and a power tech class, small engines, in our high school. And agriculture isn't just about animals, it's also about the machinery, and there's a big industry in the machinery part of agriculture with crop planting and harvesting and crop production. And I would like to get into some sort of SolidWorks job or career.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Zach Rice from the Albert Lee FFA chapter. Unlike most people here, I do not have an agricultural background. I grew up in Albert Lee my whole life. However, I joined the FFA because it has much more to offer than just agricultural opportunities. It also has leadership and public speaking. And currently, I do not have an SAE, but I just finished Intro to Agriculture class in Wildlife and Natural Resources last semester. And next year, I plan on taking landscaping, and that's about it.
Thank you so much for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Brett Peterson. I'm from the Kirkoven Murdoch-Sundberg FFA chapter. For the ones that don't know where Kirkoven is, it's about 20 miles west of Wilmer, so not many people that live around there anymore. So,
Representative Vogel knows where that's at.
I live on a farm south of Murdoch, about 20 miles a crop farm. So without FFA, I wouldn't have been able to start farming before I graduated from high school. I farmed 40 acres this year, plan to farm 80 on my own. I have my own financial system going, so took my own loans out to do it. So yeah, without FFA, we wouldn't be able to experience that stuff. So
very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Craig Erickson from the Detroit Lakes FFA chapter. Detroit Lakes is about 4 hours northeast of northwest of Minneapolis. So my SAE is diversified egg production, and I work at a turkey farm and dairy farm, my neighbors. And my jacket, I am the treasurer of our chapter, and I'm also a Region 1 officer at large.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Katie Osowski from Detroit Lakes. I am our chapter's vice president. I don't live on a farm, but I have 10 acres of trees that we've planted, about 500 trees. So, and I work on a beef farm, my neighbor's beef farm. And I don't know, I plan to attend SDSU next year for wildlife and fishery sciences.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. No, it's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Maria Wingert, and I am from the Plainview Elgin Millville chapter, where I am a senior at their local high school. I am planning on attending the University of Minnesota Twin Cities next year for a degree in agricultural education, and I hope to graduate and aspire to be a public relations specialist. I grew up on a beef farm a little bit east of town, and I currently own 3 head of cattle and have had a lot of fun working and dealing with, you know, spring. Every spring, you know, you have the babies and everything. And it's taught me a lot.
So very nice. Thank you for your testimony. Yeah?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Sarah Marketon, and I am a senior at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead High School. I'm currently serving as the HLWW FFA Chapter Vice President and also the Region 4 FFA Officer at Large. FFA has opened up many doors for me, new opportunities. Through one of my supervised agricultural experiences, my agricultural education SAE, I heard about an organization called the World Food Prize and was able to complete an internship in Ethiopia last summer. So I spent 2 months at the International Livestock Research Institute educating Ethiopian farmers about how to move beyond the subsistence farming level. So FFA has truly been an awesome organization. It's opened up many doors. And I definitely thank you guys for supporting FFA and agricultural education.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Rachel Anderson. I am the Vice President of the Forest Lake FFA chapter. I live on a 4th generation beef cattle and hog farm. I have competed in contests for general livestock judging, extemporaneous speaking, parliamentary procedure, and food science, and my SAEs are primarily in beef cattle and hogs.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. I'm Katie Hirsch of the Howard Lake Waverly Winstead FFA chapter. This year I am serving as chapter president, and this past October, our food science team was actually able to compete at nationals, and we were the winners of this year's National Food Science Competition. I was born and raised on a dairy farm, and so that's what I love to do. And I also raise feeder pigs. And out of all of us kids, I am the only one that actually wants to go back and do something with ag. I want to go to University of Wisconsin River Falls to become a large animal vet. And I just want to thank you for giving us your time today.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Emma Hoverston, proudly representing the Marshall FFA chapter down in the southwestern corner of the state. I live on a small farm about 12 miles west of Marshall, where we have about 400 acres of crops, including soybeans and corn and some alfalfa hay. And we raise about 200 head of sheep, a few beef cattle, and some chickens. And over the past few years, my family has pretty much put me in charge of our chicken operation. So a couple summers ago, I rebuilt our chicken house. Actually, I tore down our old one and built a new one because it was in horrible condition. The writing on my jacket, I am currently serving as the Marshall FFA chapter president and the Region 6 vice president.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Andrew Krause from Buffalo. I'm serving as a chapter officer as well as a Region 4 constitutional officer. I come from a conventional dairy farm, and just like you, Mr. Chairman Hamilton, I am a proud dairy producer like you are a pig producer. There has been a Krause milking cows in Minnesota for the last 100 years, and I'm proud to say that I'm going to continue that. Our dairy farm uses the most conventional practices that are available in the market. We are planning on using manure from cows to be turned to bedding so it's reusable, and we use water from milk from a bulk tank cycles to be used for sanitation of our parlor. So we use we're trying to make dairy farming as efficient as possible, and I'm very proud to be an American dairy farmer.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I'm Ryan Olson, a senior at Buffalo High School. My SAE was, well, I live in town in Buffalo, and I work 15 miles east of Buffalo in St. Michael at a 300-head milking dairy farm. And I think FFA's had a lot of opportunities at the local, state, and national level for me, where I, and then I, it helps me with vet science as my career choice.
Thank you for your testimony.
Hello, everyone. I'm Austin Davis from the Desk Cocato FFA chapter, where I'm currently serving as the chapter vice president. I guess my roots in agriculture all start with my family. I live on a 250-cow dairy farm. We farm about 1,000 acres. As I've grown up over the years, I've taken on more responsibilities, and it just proved to me that agriculture is an important factor and or is an important industry in this country, and I believe that it should continue to grow. Or some contests I've competed in over the years are dairy judging and parliamentary procedure, and I guess one accolade I've had is that I'm a registered parliamentarian in the Agriculture Education Society.
Very nice. Thank you.
I'm Lucas Sulfer, also from the Dasco Cato FFA chapter. I'm chapter president and also region vice president. I also work some in the dairy industry, worked on different farms in the area, so that's kind of where I come from. And I'm also a registered parliamentarian. That's pretty exciting. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. I am Catherine Wilkes. I'm from the Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg Chapter 2, which is the first school district west of Wilmer. I live on a small hobby farm. We have probably 20 Charolais beef cattle. Just this past year, my dad's got me involved in his crop production business, and so that's definitely been very fun. We also have 2 windmills on our farm.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Agricultural Committee. I'm Hillary Kletcher, a member of the Wabasso FFA chapter. I started in FFA as a freshman in high school. I'm now a freshman in college at Iowa State University studying biosystems engineering with a biorenewable emphasis to go into renewable energy. I started in FFA doing soils judging competition, which got me interested in engineering, did extemporaneous speaking. FFA for me has been a lot about leadership and learning how to serve others and give back to other people. That's really been my purpose and passion within the FFA organization. For my supervised agricultural experience, I worked in the office of an ethanol plant, so that just continued to grow my interest in renewable energy. And this year, I'm blessed to be serving as the Minnesota FFA state president, representing all of the members that you've met today and the members from across the state. And on behalf of the Minnesota FFA Association, thank you for having us here. Thank you for caring about FFA and about our members and realizing that they are the future of agriculture. What they do every day is truly inspiring. And also thank you to those of you who attended our reception last night and spent some time with us.
Thank you for your testimony. And I tell you what, my friends, this is the future. We do have some comments or questions. Representative Kath?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And to the FFAers who are here today, I want to say thank you so much. As a teacher at Owatonna High School, we have a very strong FFA program, as well as my neighboring community of Waseca. But please make sure you go home and say thank you to your advisors, those people that keep those FFA chapters year in and year out running smoothly. And at a time when we see a decrease in funding for education, for them to advocate to get you guys up here and make sure you have these experiences, it's important to give them kudos for that. Because I can guarantee you that their paycheck does not show the number of hours that they actually work on behalf of FFA. So please thank them and let them know that it means the world to us to have you up here.
Absolutely. Thank you. Representative Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I will piggyback off of Representative Katz's comments. I was at the reception last night, and it was a wonderful time. I applaud everybody that had a part in the agriculture boot camp policy first annual. I hope annual. We hope annual. And, you know, members, isn't it amazing? And I mean, not amazing, but isn't it heartwarming that, you know, we got a great. I come from Brainerd. I represent Brainerd area, Brainerd, Bastrop, Crosby, Arrington, Nisswa, and I'm one of my FFA members is down here, Mari. She's not here, I don't think. But isn't it great that we see young people with the leadership, the confidence, the hard work and ethic and positive attitude, everything about the FFA group. You guys have taken and grasped and run with it and are truly leaders in our, not only aid community, but our state. And maybe someday, some of you will be sitting here, or God forbid, over in that Senate place. but you truly are leaders, and I'm so, and we have a great FFA, we used to have an aid farm, a FFA farm, a school farm. And because of budget cuts, we don't have that anymore. But the operation was very, very important to our community and our schools. And so I applaud you. And I just have a question for Emma, the FFA member that ran the chicken coop. Emma, you don't have to. I'm just going to ask you this, and then you can come and see me after because I won't take any more time. I was just in Belize visiting our daughter. My wife and I are visiting our daughter in Belize who was in the Peace Corps. And we're proud of her and her husband as well for serving the Peace Corps. And at their house, they have chickens and roosters next door to them. And the roosters start going at about 3 a.m. and don't stop until the morning. Is there anything that I could do to tell my daughter, here's how you can tame a rooster so that they won't wake you up at 3 in the morning or something? Or just wondering that. And if you can visit with me on that later, that'd be great. But again, Mr. Chair, members, thank you and congratulations for being down here. And next year, the second annual will be even bigger. Nice job.
Thank you, Representative Ward. Well put. Well said. So, any other comments, members? Any other comments? Representative Anderson.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. It's hard to follow Representative Ward. He's so passionate in what he says, and what he says is so true. You know, I sat here listening to all of you speak, and nobody was nervous. You guys seem to have such poise and passion for what you're doing, and so often we hear that our country's future is in jeopardy, what's happening to our young generation. But boy, it's so fun to see you kids and hear you talk about what you feel is important. And as our chairman said, our future is in good hands if we have more kids like you. So thank you for kind of restoring our faith in your generation. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. They were extremely calm when the chair is so mean, too. I mean, I don't get it. So, anything else, members? Anything else to go over today? No. With that, I appreciate your time. Thank you for your testimony. Welcome to the Capitol. Thank you for all that you do, and I expect great things from each and every one of you. With that said, meeting adjourned. Thank you.